We turn back now to the Saudi-led war in Yemen. And today, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called for a ceasefire.
We've got to move toward a peace effort here, and we can't say we're going to do it sometime in the future. We need to be doing this in the next 30 days. We've admired this problem for long enough down there.
The United States has long been criticized for aiding the Saudis in the war. By most estimates, well over 2 million Yemenis have been displaced, and the humanitarian crisis is of a scale that's hard to fathom.
Even having been there several times before, I was shocked at how bad it had become.
New York Times staff photographer Tyler Hicks has made three trips to the war-torn country, his latest just this month, and what he found there was unlike anything he'd seen before. On Tuesday's program, we talked to the New York Times' Declan Walsh, whose recent reporting shares vivid details of the desperate state of millions of civilians in Yemen, a country now at the brink of famine. Accompanying that report were portraits captured by Tyler Hicks, showing children and babies starving to death in the north of the country, and the bloody conflict ongoing in the south. I spoke to Tyler today about those photographs.
Yemen's a very difficult place to work. There are a lot of distance to cover, lots of checkpoints. But there were a few places that we'd heard that people were really suffering. And these are areas where people are coming from a pretty large region and getting to just a couple of really clinics. I mean, these aren't so much hospitals as we would think of them back home. These are very small clinics where people come and however they can. We found out there a lot of the problems is just the economy. There's absolutely no money being earned by people. People don't have jobs. They don't have money to get to these hospitals. Fuel's very expensive and hard to come by, and it costs a lot of money for them. They're having a hard time just feeding their families, let alone going many hours in a vehicle to get to a clinic. That's how we chose to go to these specific areas.
Now, the piece that you did for the New York Times, one of the first images that readers will see when they open the piece is a photo of a young girl named Amal. Can you describe the photo for our listeners and tell us a little bit about what you were seeing and experiencing and really what struck you about Amal?
I'd been to a few hospitals, a few clinics around the north, and when I walked into this particular one in a place called Aslam, I could tell that the moment that I walked in that this was really where some of the worst cases were. It's a kind of open corridor with rooms surrounding it, and just looking from that central area without even entering the rooms, I could see that the children there were really in terrible shape, skin and bones. And the first room that I went into, I saw this young girl, Amal, and the poor child was just laying on a cot, her ribs just showing completely through her skin. There wasn't an ounce of fat on her. Her arms and legs just like toothpicks. It's just very, something about her face also. She's very calm child who, when you see her body, is just heartbreaking. And I spent a lot of time photographing her. I knew that as difficult as this photograph was to take, and as difficult it is for the viewers to see, I knew that this was going to be an important picture and an important photograph to be seen, because she really sums up how tragic and how bad the malnutrition and the starvation has really become in Yemen.
And Tyler, there is often a debate about traumatic images, right? On the one hand, people will say they're just too traumatic to publish and to look at. And on the other hand, there are people who say, are they exploiting, people who are in their most vulnerable state? And as a photojournalist, I'm wondering, how do you grapple with those issues?
I never take photographs that are difficult to look at just for the sake of getting a dramatic photo. Sometimes there's a reason to document things that can be difficult to look at, and this is one of those cases. There's a lot of decision that goes into both taking the photographs, then to file the photographs to the New York Times, and then there's a whole team of people there who decide whether that image or images will appear in the newspaper. this is one of the cases where I think it's really important for these photographs to be seen. I mean, there has not been a lot of coverage out of Yemen. It's a very difficult place to get to because the travel restrictions there, Western journalists have not been invited very often to go there. So when we can see what's happening, that's an opportunity for us to show what's happening in the country, as difficult as it is.
And Tyler, have we become desensitized to images like this and the crisis in Yemen overall? Because I just think back to, 2 years ago when there was an image of a toddler for the Syrian refugee crisis, and this toddler, you know, was dead on the beach, on the shore. And I just think that image was so powerful. Like, are we becoming desensitized to the horrors out there because we're just, there's so much going on right now?
I think yes, but at the same time, that doesn't affect the way I think that I should be doing my job or about how the media should be covering these places. You can't try to deconstruct what people's sensitivities are and in effect quarantine what you choose to show. I think it's the more people become used to these things, actually the more that you should be out there covering them, because people need to be reminded of what's happening out there. But all that being said, it's extremely important to keep the tempo up and to continue to get these images out there and to have them seen and to get a reaction from them. And of course, some people will disagree with that. They'll think that these photographs shouldn't be shown. Why would you show, these children who are starving to death? I mean, there's another photograph that ran as part of that. I was at the same hospital, and as people were bringing in their sick children, often with their mothers being completely malnourished and unable to breastfeed or to give any nutrition for them. And it was a child photographed, and 8 hours later, that child died. I found out the next day. And that's just incredibly heartbreaking to be witness to such a young and innocent life that then is just gone. You know, you hear it the next day, though, that child died. And the people who are volunteering and working in these clinics, they're kind of becoming used to it.
Tyler Hicks is a staff photographer for The New York Times. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.